The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 143, Songs of Irish Immigration. Today's show is brought to you by Celtic Invasion Vacations. Good food, good drink, and good company. Join Mark Gunn on an exciting invasion of Wales in 2014. You will enjoy a small, friendly group, one-third the size of most tour groups. Relax and savor the land like a local. You will enjoy lots of great Celtic music from Mark Gunn and other Celtic musicians. Smile, laugh, and make lots of wonderful memories with Mark Gunn's Celtic Invasion Vacations. Subscribe to The Invasion today at CelticInvasion.com. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, the voice of indie Celtic music online. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. I am a Celtic geek, musician, and your podcast host. And that was Bad Haggis with Reels, Part 2, My Love is in America, from their album Trip. This is show number 143, and we're going to do an extra long show featuring songs of Irish immigration. I'm not entirely sure if I'll get another show out in July, so I thought I would just make this extra long. Now, my friend and longtime listener Jan Sinkush had a wonderful idea for songs of Irish immigration, and it seems appropriate during the summer when people are traveling. So she sent me a whole bunch of song titles, and I picked the tracks for this extra long episode of the podcast. But before we get started, I want to thank all my good friends and members of Songhenge. That is the fan club of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. You can join our secret club and get free access to our online archive of Celtic music downloads. It's a great way to support the podcast and find more bands that you want to hear. So please join today, because we are changing the way you hear Celtic music. Let's get back to the music. Next up is yours truly with Kilkelly Ireland from my album, Not Every Day is St. Patrick's Day.
Kilkelly Ireland, 1860, my dear and loving son John. Your good friend and schoolmaster, Pat McNamara, so good as to write these words down. Your brothers have all gone to fine work in England. The house is all empty and sad. The crop of potatoes is sorely infected, a third to a half of them bad. Your sister Bridget and Patrick O'Donnell, they're going to be married in June. Your mother says not to work on the railroad, be sure to come on home soon. Kilkelly, Ireland, 1870, my dear and loving son John. Hello to your missus and to your four children, and may they grow healthy and strong. Michael has gotten a wee bit of trouble, I guess that he never will learn. Because of the dampness, there's no work to speak of, and now we have nothing to burn. Bridget is happy you named a child for her, although she has six of her own. You say you found work, but you don't say what kind or when you will be coming home. Kilkelly, Ireland, 1880, dear Michael and John, my sons. I'm sure to bring you the very sad news, your dear old mother is gone. We buried her down at the church in Kilkelly, your brothers and Bridget were there. You don't have to worry, she died very quickly, remember her in your prayers. And it's so good that Michael's returning with money. He's sure to buy land, for the crop has been poor and the people are selling as fast as they can. Kilkelly, Ireland, 1890, my dear and loving son John. I suppose that I must be close on 80, it's 30 years since you've gone. Because of all the money you sent me, I'm still living out on my own. Michael has built himself a fine house, and Bridget's daughters are grown. Thank you for sending your family pictures, they're lovely young women and men. You say that you might even come for a visit, what a joy to see you again. Kilkelly, Ireland, 1892, my dear brother John. I'm sorry I didn't write sooner to tell you that father is gone. He was living with Bridget, she says he was happy and healthy down to the end. Ah, you should have seen him play with the grandchildren of Pat McNamara, your friend. And we buried him alongside of mother down at Kilkelly churchyard. He was a strong and a feisty old man, considering his life was so hard. And it's funny the way he kept talking about you, he called for you at the end. Why don't you think about coming to visit? What a joy to see you again. Thank you.
There's four who share this room, and we work hard for the craft. And sleeping late on Sundays, I never get to Mass. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way. It grows further by the day. It's a long way from Clare to here. When Friday comes around, Terry's only into fighting. My ma would like a letter home, but I'm too tired for writing. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way, and it grows further by the day. It's a long way from Clare to here. It almost breaks my heart when I think of Josephine. I told her coming home with my pockets full of green. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way, and it gets further by the day. It's a long way. Thank you. when I'm into drinking. It sort of eases the pain a bit, levels out my thinking. It's a long way from Claire to here. It's a long way from Claire to here. It's a long, long way. It gets further by the day. It's a long way from Claire to here. I sometimes hear a fiddle play. Maybe it's a notion. I dream I see white horses dance upon that other ocean. It's a long way from Claire to here. It's a long way from Claire to here. It's a long, long way. It grows further by the day. It's a long way from Claire to here. It's a long way from Claire to here. Thank you.
earth is breathing. With each wave that finds a shore, her soul rises in the evening, for to open twilight's door. Her eyes on the stars in heaven, watching o'er us all the while. And her heart, it is in Ireland. Deep within the emerald isle. We are 40 against hundreds. Someone else's bloody war. And we know not why we're fighting or what we're dying for. They will storm us in the morning as the sunlight turns the sky. Death is waiting for his dance now. Fate has sentenced us to die.
Ireland, I am coming home. I can see rolling fields green, your fence made of stone. I am reaching out. Won't you take my hand? I'm coming home, Ireland.
Oh, the captain, he lay bleeding. I can hear him call to me. These men are yours now for the leading. Show them to their destiny. As I look out all around me, I see the ragged, tired, and worn. I tell them to make ready. We're not waiting for the morn.
Ireland, I am coming home. I can see rolling fields green, your fence made of stone. I am reaching out. Won't you take my hand? I'm coming home, Ireland.
Now the fog lies deep and heavy as we face the dark and fear. I can hear the horses breathing as in silence we draw near. There are no words to be spoken, just a look to say goodbye. I draw a breath and night is broken
as we scream our battle cry. Ireland, I am coming home. I can see you rolling fields green, your fence made of stone. I am reaching out. Won't you take my hand? I'm coming home, Ireland. Ireland, I am coming home. I can see you rolling fields green, your fence made of stone. I am reaching out. Won't you take my hand? I'm coming home, Ireland.
After Kilkelly, Ireland was American Tunes by Jerry O'Byrne and Rosie Shipley from Yesterday I Saw the Earth Beautiful. Then came Jill Chamblis and Scooter Muse with From Claire to Here from Lava Rock. Then The Rogues with Jimmy's Real Set from American Highlander. And finally, Three Pints Gone with Ireland from Homebrew. I had another awesome time on my Celtic invasion of the Highlands of Scotland. We saw some ruins, visited a distillery, walked on the banks of Loch Ness, visited the battlefield of Culloden, found standing stones, and lots and lots of stuff. It was just a truly awesome trip. Lots of great food, too. I posted a bunch of videos on my YouTube page showing off some of the fun we had. You can go to find that on the website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. I also hope to post some pictures for you in the weeks to come. At the end of the trip, we made a big decision, though. So if you listen to the intro to show number 142, I said we are going back to Northern Ireland. I decided to postpone that trip. I talked to some of my regular invaders, and Jan in particular has mentioned the idea of doing a visiting all the Celtic nations, the seven Celtic nations. And so we decided that we're going to Wales instead in 2014. Now, I'll be honest, I know absolutely nothing about Wales outside of a little bit of Doctor Who and Torchwood and the movie The Englishman Who Went Up a Hill and Came Down a Mountain. That's about the sum of my knowledge of Wales. But a few people have suggested it we invade there, so the idea kind of blossomed. And once I got home, I went and bought my first Wales travel guide, and my wife and I had begun researching next year's invasion, and it actually looks pretty awesome. I mean, we have no details, absolutely no details, but just looking at Wales, it just is so much to see. It apparently has lots and lots of castles, for one. So we're going to do our best to invade there like good Celts we are. And if you'd like to join the invasion in 2014, you can to Wales, you can join the mailing list at CelticInvasion.com, and I'll let you know as I develop the itinerary. I should point out that my vacations are not your typical tour. Most tour groups are between 30 and 60 people on the buses, and you get on and off, on and off, and on and off. By the end of it, you're not really feeling like you're on a vacation. The whole goal of these trips is to have a vacation. And so it's not just about what you see, it's about the people you see it with. And I got to say that I have some of the absolute best people that join me on these trips. And I want to send a huge shout out to everyone who's been on my trips to Ireland, Scotland, Italy, and next year Wales. You folks are what make these trips awesome. And I thank you for being a part of them. I do also want to take a brief moment to thank today's supporting sponsor, that is The Living the Tradition. It's a new series of short music documentaries featuring cellist Ilse Dazia, who, together with filmmaker Martin Roos, travels all over Ireland to perform and to search for the origins of 10 Irish heirs. They are currently crowdfunding the film until the July 30th. So follow the link at livingthetradition.com or visit the link in the show notes, and you can sponsor this documentary. Really cool. Let's get back to some more music. We got lots to go here. Next up is Tullamore with Thousands Are Sailing from Timber and Stream.
Thank you.
Irish heroes, wherever you may be, pray stand for a moment and listen to me. Your sons and fair daughters are now going away, and thousands are sailing to America.
So good luck to those people, and safe may they land. They're leaving their country for far, far distant strand. They're leaving old Ireland no longer to stay, and thousands are sailing to America.
On the night before leaving, they are bidding goodbye, and early next morning, their hearts give a sigh. They do kiss their mothers, and then they will say, farewell, dear old father, we must now go away. Their friends and relations, and neighbors also, when the trunks they are packed up and ready to go, the tears from their eyes they fall down like the rain, and the horses are prancing, heading off for the train.
So good luck to those people, and safe may they land. They're leaving their country for far, far distant strand. They're leaving old Ireland no longer to stay, and thousands are sailing to America.
Handkerchiefs are waving and bidding goodbye. Their hearts will be breaking on leaving the shore. Farewell to old Ireland, will we ne'er see you more. Oh, I pity the mother who reared up the child, and likewise the father who labored untold to try to support them. They will work night and day, and when they are reared up, oh, they do go away.
So good luck to those people, and safe may they land. Leaving their country for far, far distant strand. They're leaving old Ireland no longer to stay, and thousands are sailing to America.
Oh, and thousands are sailing.
Thank you.
city of Chicago. As the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. 1847 was the year it all began. Deadly pains of hunger drove a million from the land. They journeyed not for glory, their motive wasn't greed. A voyage of survival across the stormy seas to the city of Chicago. As the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. Some of them knew fortune, and some of them knew fame. More of them knew hardship and died upon the plains. They spread throughout the nation, they rode the railroad cars, and brought their songs and music to ease their lonely hearts. To the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. In the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. 1847 was the year it all began. Deadly pains of hunger drove a million from the land.
mistakes of my own making. When I depart at day's first light, it's them I won't be taking. If I'm to leave this place, I know I'll harbor no regret. I cannot wait to see her smile. I cannot wait, and yet I grieve to leave. I grieve to leave this native land across the sea. She waits for me to take her hand. My every breath, my every bone have drawn what strength they have from home. But love is stronger, I suppose, and there's the tear upon the road. I've held my shoulder to the plow. I've worked these fields for so long. This earth has left its dirt on me and made my hand so strong. It hurts to lay the reins aside. My heart and heaven knows this rocky soil I've cursed and nursed is no place to grow a rose. I grieve to leave. I grieve to leave this native land across the sea. She waits for me to take her hand. My every breath, my every bone have drawn what strength they have from home. Love is stronger, I suppose, and there's the tear,
tears and tears
upon the road.
After Tullamore was the Gothard Sisters with Orange Blossom Special from Celtic Rainbow. Then came Ken O'Malley with City of Chicago from O'Malley. Then Giant's Dance from Grumpy Old Men, Growling Old Woman, Maudabon Chapel, and Tuttle's Reel from Giant's Dance. And finally, Gaelic Storm with Tear Upon the Rose from How Are We Getting Home. Now, I'm going to jump straight into the next set. The next song is Men of New Basin Canal by Guns N' Drums from How America Saved Irish Music. And Guns N' Drums, of course, is an alternate band of mine featuring me and my friend, good friend, Jamie Hauser, who plays the bowron and sings music. Now, this particular song, one of the things people don't realize is that New Orleans was the number three destination that the Irish immigrated to during the big blight in the 1840s. During when the famine hit and all that, they immigrated to Boston, New York, and to New Orleans. The Irish were very influential in helping to build the city, and you see that on St. Patrick's Day, but not much throughout the year. But they ended up actually building the New Basin Canal, and 30,000 Irishmen died of yellow fever while digging this canal. It was cheaper, in fact, to hire Irishmen than it was to use their own slaves. It was a very tragic thought that hit my friend Jamie, and she ended up writing some lyrics, and I set it to music, and we got two songs out of it. I'm only going to play one. This is Men of New Basin Canal. It is from our album How America Saved Irish Music, and I should point out this is a very, very rough cut. We went into the studio a couple months ago and had just finished. She just added the drums last month, and the album should be out this fall. This is Men of New Basin Canal, and here it goes.
Heave-ho, boy, ho, it's digging death. Heave-ho, God help us all. Here we came to find the land that our fathers never had. No land we found, but only death. We were the Yellow Jack. The Yellow Jack, one day you're up, the next you're in your grave. Down New Basin Canal, we're caught for us 6 miles of pain. Heave-ho, boy, ho, it's digging. Help us all. Heave-ho, boy, oh, it's digging death. Heave-ho, God help us all. O'Hanlon was the first of all, then down with Mike O'Shea. The boss called up and down the line for men to bear away. The men who fell hundreds a day, shook like a Mayo gale. Too few the word to dig the trench, too few to bear away. Heave-ho, help us all. Heave-ho, boy, ho, it's digging death. Heave-ho, God help us all. Why is it Aaron's sons are called when slaves they cannot spare? When earth and water must be moved to make the rich men share. From lake to river to move the goods to make the rich men more. Down we fall time and again with none to hear our prayer. Heave-ho, help us all. Heave-ho, boy, oh, it's digging death. Heave-ho, God help us all. Heave-ho, boy, oh, it's somehow, sometime to rule those who rule us. We'll fight to overcome the loss of mountains of Ireland's best. We will be known as men who die, we'll live to make our mark. The men of New Basin Canal, known as New Orleans' own. Heave-ho, boy, oh, it's digging death. Heave-ho, God help us all. Help us all. Heave-ho, boy, oh, it's digging death. Heave-ho, God help us all. Heave-ho, boy, oh, it's digging death. Heave-ho, God help us all.
Lassie, I bid you a fond farewell, murmuring youth one day. I'm off to a new land, my fortune to try, and I'm ready to sail away. Far away.
Lovers, why you come along to voyage and up your lover's estate? He was born and raised in Ireland in a place called Castlemaine. He was his father's only son, his mother's pride and joy. And did his parents love the wild, the lonely boy? At the early age of 16 years, he left his native home. And to Australia's sunny shore, he was inclined to roam. He robbed the rich, he held the poor, and he shacked James McAvoy. A tale to Australia was the wild, the lonely boy. One day upon the prairies, Jack, he rode along, listening to the mockingbird sing a cheerful song. Up stepped a band of troopers, Eddie Davis and Fitzroy. Well, they all set out to capture him, the wild, the lonely boy. Surrender now, Jack Duggan, for you see we're free to wander. Surrender and the king's high, you are the plundering son. Jack drew two pistols from his belt, he proudly wear them high. But if I will not surrender, said the wild, the lonely boy. He fired a shot at Kelly, which brought him to the ground. And turning round at Dennis, he received a fatal wound. A bullet pierced his body on hot, from pistol of Fitzroy. And that was how they captured him, the wild, the lonely boy.
After Guns and Drums was Dún Éagas with Far Away in Australia from Fortified. Then came Mithril with American Set, Soldier's Joy, St. Anne's Reel, The Red-Haired Boy and Kitchen Girl from Tangled Up. And then finally Hair of the Dog with The Wild Colonial Boy from Release the Hounds. We do have a listener line. You can call 678-KELTPOD to leave a voicemail message. That's 678-235-8763. Now, we don't have any voicemail. No one has called in. So pick up that phone right now, 678-235-8763. In the meantime, David Farrell in Buenos Aires asked me to give a shout out to Debbie Farrell and her friends who were recently introduced to the podcast, and I bid you all a fond welcome. Over on the Facebook page, Timothy Keller writes, Mark, I have been listening for a long time, was wondering if you could do a whole podcast on the pipes. Have you heard of a piper out of Australia called the Bad Piper? He's wicked good. Also, listening to your shows got me back into Irish music so much, I joined my local Brian Boru pipe and drum band. And after playing for 4 months, I'll be starting on the student pipes. Congrats, Timothy, on getting into playing once again. I love to hear when we can inspire people to play music. It's exciting to spread the tradition. That is the reason I keep the show going, and so keep at it, and good luck. As for the Bad Piper, I haven't heard of him, but if there's an artist you love, and any of you out there, and you think they should be on this podcast, email the band, tell them to submit on our website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. Finally, Sitsi, I think it's pronounced Sitsi Kemfus, wrote, Hey Mark, I just wanted to share a story with you. I live in the Netherlands, but last week I took an impromptu trip to Dublin. While I was there, I ran into Slyotar, whom you have featured on a couple shows now. I was able to tell them in person that I enjoyed hearing them on your podcast and had a great night listening to them play. I highly recommend you catch them at the Porterhouse. For any of your listeners who happen to be traveling through there, keep it coming. I can't wait to meet another of your wonderful bands. Thank you, Sitsi. That's a great suggestion. And if you've heard of bands on this show and you saw them live, I'd love to hear about it. Again, you can post a comment on Facebook or the listener line, 678-KELTPOD, 1-800-235-8763. Let's head into the last set. Next up is Patty's Pig with Back Home and Derry from Maple and Wire.
Sailed out to sea, out from the sweet town of Derry, for Australia bound, if we didn't all drown, and the marks of our fetters we carried. In the rusty iron chains, we sighed for our wains, as our good lives we left in sorrow. As the mainsails unfurled, our curses we hurled on the English and thoughts of tomorrow. Like a moth in the firelights. White horses rode high as the devil passed
St. Lawrence, headed for Liverpool. Lawrence and Mabel hold hands at the rail. Ethel in diamonds, the Salvation Army band. Erie Townsend on a trip around the world. First classman, brown leather, green velvet, tulip wood. Moose antler stored in an unwanted bag. Bone china, fine linen, Spanish mahogany. Untufted blankets, dine most esteemed guests. Down on the promenade, Ali, let us sing along. Moon and star shone on the jubilant crowd. Some still wrote letters, played cards, drank a glass of port, then all retired for a restful first night. Dreams of reunions, homecomings, honeymoons, meeting grandchildren, grandparents' delight. The chief steward had found no problems at hand. The Empress of Ireland made her way to sea.
She ran blind through the night. A collier sliced empress. Some rose from their beds. A swift wall of water soon buried their heads. Lifeboats for all. No time to fill them. Just 14 minutes. The empress was gone. 1,012 souls she took when she dove. The fog left a green glowing graveyard behind.
When the hunger was clawed at me, came for redemption, respect and regard. All I got was new masters and a kick up the arse. They beat me and robbed me on the streets of New York, when all that I wanted was not a day's work. Saying, get up now, Patty, you're an ignorant sort, far worse than a beast you want to watch your toe. They spat at my crucifix, laughed at my church. They call me a papist and many things worse. I soaked up their insults and I swore revenge. Send them no-nothing bastards straight back to hell. I charged up their army, my fortune to make. But my captain was just another nativist snake. He beat me and starved me, insulted my race. By the time I hit Texas, I was ready to break. Hi-ya-la, hi-ya-ho, hey, San Patricio, so far from your homeland, Carinas, we miss you. Oh, hi-ya-la, hi-ya-ho, hey, San Patricio, we'll never forget you, we'll always remember the San Patricio Brigade. Senoritas, they treated me like a man. My captain held his nose, called them Catholic whores. I punched him in the mouth, and me and my compañeros said it's so. Now the Mexican people, they treated us great. We danced at their weddings and sang at their wakes. We fought in their battles and wherever we go, I love mad Irish San Patricio. Oh, we fought the invader and held him at bay at the Battle of San Angelo, Bonavista. Santa Ana had not fled Arabasco. We'd be chasing no nothings up past Ohio. Hi-ya-la, hi-ya-ho, hey San Patricio, so far from your homeland, Carinas, we miss you. Oh, hi-ya-la, hi-ya-ho, hey San Patricio, we'll never forget you, we'll always remember. Prisoner, when our bullets ran out and they tried us in the military court, not a word about oppression or baiting our race. My captain passed sentence, his eyes filled with hate. To death on the gallows, we would not bend our knees. So they murdered us far from Galway's green fields. We fought for liberty, defense of our creed. So to hell with no nothings, their kids can't see. Hi-ya-la, hi-ya-ho, hey San Patricio, so far from your homeland, Carinas, we miss you. Oh, hi-ya-la, hi-ya-ho, hey San Patricio, we'll never forget you, we'll always remember. Oh, San Patricio,
last night as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, me mind been bent on rambling to Ireland I did fly. I stepped on board a vision and I followed with a will, till next I came to anchor at the cross at Spancel Hill. It been on the 23rd of June, the day before the fair, when Ireland's sons and daughters and friends assemble there. The young, the old, the brave and the bold, their duty to fulfill at the parish church at Cluny, a mile from Spancel. Thank you. I went to see my neighbors to see what they might say. The old ones were all dead and gone, and the young ones turning gray. I met with the tailor quickly, he's as bold as ever still. Sure, he used to mend me bridges when I lived on Spencer Hill. And I paid a flying visit to my first, my only love. She's as white as any lily and as gentle as a dove. She threw her arms around me, saying, Johnny, I love you still. And she's now the farmer's daughter and the pride of Spencer Hill. I held and I kissed her as in the days of yore. Ah, Johnny, you're only joking, as many times before. And the cock, he crow in the morning, and he crow both loud and shrill. And I awoke in California, many miles from Spencer Hill. Yes, the cock, he crow in the morning, and he crow both loud and shrill. And I awoke in California, many miles from Spencer.
After Patty's Pig was Gillian Boucher with Jig Jazz from Elemental. Then came Cool Park with Empress of Ireland from Water Journeys. Then Black 47 with San Patricio Brigade. I love that song. From New York Town. I also featured it on my compilation, The Secret World of Celtic Rock. And finally, the Brazenheads finished up that set with Spancer Hill from Who's Your Patty? If you enjoyed the show, subscribe to our Celtic Music Magazine. This is our free monthly newsletter and your guide to the latest Celtic music and podcast news. Remember to support the artists who support this podcast, buy their CDs, download their MP3s, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. We're going to finish up this the show with Emerald Rose, Hills of America, from their album Celtic Crescent. But first, I want to remind you to cast your vote in the Celtic Top 20. Apparently, the poll for 142 was never posted, so instead, you can just post your votes in the show notes. Go to 143 and write down your two favorite songs from this show. So cast your vote. We're going to finish it up with Emerald Rose, Hills of America, from Celtic Crescent. Love this song. Thank you all so much for listening. I will talk to you soon. Sláinte.
Look away, look away, to the hills of America. West of the sunset, we're destined to roam. Look away, to the hills of America. Soon we will call them the sweet hills of
did I live in the lands of my fathers, working the soil that was passed down to me. The famine and hardship that never defeat us. The crown took our land and our right to be free.
Look away, to the hills of America. West of the sunset, we're destined to roam. Look away, to the hills of America. Soon we will call them the sweet hills of home.
I cannot look back as they weigh up the anchor. Sorrow in parting, but hope on the wind. In the eyes of my wife and the eyes of our people, our courage rekindled, our journey begins.
Look away, to the hills of America. West of the sunset, we're destined to roam. Look away, to the hills of America. Soon we will call them the sweet hills of home.
They say there's a land to the west of the sunset, where hills are like emeralds, streams run with gold, where a man's hope and sweat can earn him his vision. No child cries in hunger or dies from the cold.
Look away, to the hills of America. West of the sunset, we're destined to roam. Look away, to the hills of America. Soon we will call them the sweet hills of home. Look away, to the hills of America. West of the sunset, we're destined to roam. Look away, to the hills of America. Soon we will
Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. If you enjoyed the music you heard, support the artists in the show, buy the music, then tell your friends to visit CelticMusicPodcast.com.